You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 12 months since New Zealand's worst terror attack altered Friday prayers forever. Hundreds of worshippers from Al Noor and Linwood mosques gather under one roof, reflecting on the 51 lives lost. Among them was Farid Ahmed's wife, Husna.
He does not achieve any gain for the hater or for anyone. So lesson is that we should not hate. If there is any differences, there is another way, and that way is peaceful way. We should talk, we should dialogue, we should ask one another questions, and we should not be afraid of one another, because that is the way, you know, we can move forward.
Another person who survived that fateful day is the Imam of Al Noor Mosque, Gamal Fuda.
We need to change our condition from being afflicted into a source of peace and healing for others as well.
New Zealand's Prime Minister was among the women watching on in another part of the Christchurch arena. Since the attack, a gun amnesty has seen more than 60,000 firearms removed from circulation. SBS News asked Jacinda Ardern if the attacks have reshaped the relationship with Australia.
This event here has not changed our relationship with Australia at all. But my call on leaders is to remember that your words travel, your sentiment travels. There are no borders anymore, and the impact of what you say can impact my nation as much as your own.
As the prayer service concluded, some of the survivors shared their stories. Taj Mohammed Cameron suffered 3 gunshot wounds. His friend Martin Lasafi died.
My life has changed. I have my leg is not working. The nerve is damaged. I have too much the small pieces inside. It's very difficult.
Nurani Abbas Milne lost her 14-year-old son Syed as she was praying in another section of Al Noor Mosque.
When I was there, I really feel much stronger in recognition of his name. Syed means hunter, and he's a young, brave man.
Abdul Aziz was regarded a hero after chasing the gunman from Linwood Mosque.
If we're thinking we need a safe country, that's everybody's job too, when they see a racism or something, to stand up and raise his voice.
And this from a 17-year-old girl, Sakina Ali, who travelled from Auckland.
Even though I was born here, I never really felt a part of it. But now it's really, you know, the strength of love from the New Zealanders, from the Kiwis all around New Zealand has been amazing.
Some good coming from one of the worst days. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.